This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that saying, sometimes you got to spend money to save money? That's kind of where JPMorgan Chase finds itself today. The bank has agreed to a $13 billion settlement with the Justice Department. It's all about bad mortgages and JPMorgan having sold them off to investors despite knowing they were bad. The fines and restitution are billions of dollars more than any other corporate settlement ever in this country, and still might actually be a pretty good deal for the bank. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York.
Deep inside the lair of JPMorgan CEO Jamie Dimon, there have been meetings and more meetings with the board, top execs, all focused on one question. Will we get our money's worth from this settlement? Longtime bank lawyer and Cornell Law professor Charles Kenji Whitehead says they might.
The ability to be able to address this up front now, get beyond this uncertainty, even if it's a large amount, actually has a value to it. And the value is that you can now begin to focus on running the business and turning to any other problems that you might have to address.
Then there's the company's reputation with customers and clients that appears on corporate balance sheets under goodwill. Consultant Elliot Schreiber previously led corporate communications for major firms. He says a big settlement is a bit like ripping off a bandage, getting all the pain out of the way at once.
People kind of are a little shocked, but it gets it out of the news, and they go on and continue to do business. So it's probably a smart move for them.
Better a couple days of bad press than months covering a drawn-out legal fight. The settlement doesn't cover all of JPMorgan's legal troubles, but the $13 billion does take care of a big chunk of its housing crisis problems. And the final price tag may be smaller. Robert Wood is a tax attorney specializing in payouts like these.
The vast majority of settlements are deductible. Unless JPMorgan has bargained away that, they probably can deduct a lot of it.
Yes, that means a chunk of the settlement could effectively be paid by you and every American taxpayer. Don't hold your breath for a heartfelt thank you message next time you're at a Chase ATM. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.